Right, Simadav Kavtzari Zayin. Sifalef, Ochlim Veshosim, Usmeichim, Ve'ein Mesanim Rosh Hashanah, Velo B'Shabeshuva. We eat and we drink and we are happy on Rosh Hashanah. We don't fast on Rosh Hashanah or on Shabeshuva. Amnam lo yochlu kol savam, Aman lo yakele roshem tiyeh yoras Hashem al pneim. So you should eat a lot, but don't eat too much, because even though it's Simcha, it's not a day of Simcha Yisera, as the Lashon of the Rambam. And there's a balance that needs to be had. That's what the Mishnah Berurah over here says. He says, Afshehu Yom HaDin, even though it is a Yom HaDin, and therefore you need to be a little bit hesitant with your Yira, still, V'samachta B'chagecha does apply to Rosh Hashanah as well. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that you need to have extra food and drink, etc. This has other ramifications, whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha or not, as we'll see. Sif Beis. Oh, in terms of the Tainus, so you're not allowed to fast, says the Shulchan Aruch, but you are allowed to fast at Tainus Chalom, just like on all other Yom Tovim, you're allowed to fast at Tainus Chalom. But the Teres Kanim writes that everyone agrees on Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to fast until Chatzos as well, but the best thing to do is always to take a drink before davening to get out of those issues. There's an opinion which says that if you have a Kabbalah that you need, that you fast every Rosh Hashanah, so you fasted three Rosh Hashanahs, let's say, and you don't continue to fast every Rosh Hashanah, you'll die that year. But the Ramah says, "Imisha ainu yari lenafsho, ain tzarich lisanas kol yamav, rak tzarich hatara kamo shar neder." If you're not such a yari nefesh, then instead of fasting your whole life, you could just do a Taras Nedarim instead, which is true by all Hanaga Tovas. Anytime you do something good three times, you will do a Taras Nedarim for it if you want to stop doing it. Siv Gimel. HaMesana Pa'amachas Rosh Hashanah Tainas Chalom. Someone who fasts one time a Tainas Chalom. If he fasted a Tainas Chalom on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then he needs to fast 2 days his entire life. But if he fasted on the second day, he only needs to fast the second day. Not so common. The Rama says, "Ein tzarich lemesav tanis l'taniso." You don't have to make up the fast on another day. Da'yishomu the mitzvah l'sanas Rosh Hashanah, because there is an opinion which holds there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't hold that way. So, since such an opinion exists, you can rely on it for these purposes, not to have to do a makeup fast. Ve'inomer manenu Rosh Hashanah k'mo she'inonim b'yom kippurim. We don't say anenu Rosh Hashanah if you're fasting, just like we don't say anenu Yom Kippur. Simen tav kuvtzariches Rosh Hashanah shchalios b'shabes omrim tzidkascha v'mincha. We say tzidkascha if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, which implies that there is not a complete level of simcha. So we saw earlier there is simcha ling and having extra food and wine and stuff like that, but we say tzidkascha. However, the Ramah brings an opinion, yeshomim shalol omer v'cheinanu no'agim. Our minhag is not to say tzidkascha. So the reason to say tzidkascha would be because it's a Yom HaDin. So you say tzidkascha because of tzidk HaDin, as we say, v'yikba Hashem sakos b'mishpat v'elakadosh nekdash b'tzdaka. But the other opinion holds that no, since it's a yontif, we wouldn't say it. And therefore, our minhag seems to be that we don't say tzidkascha. Simtav kavtzari tez leo rosh hashanah shechal yasmatzai Shabbos omrim v'todienu. We say v'todienu in place of Havdalah. But just like if you forget a tachan antanu, you would not repeat Maariv because you're going to say it Havdalah later at home. So too, if you forget to say v'todienu, you would not need to repeat Maariv at home because you would not need to repeat Maariv because you're going to be saying Havdalah in Kiddush that night anyway.